This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, May 22nd. Well, cattle markets yesterday started out firm, especially in live cattle. Looked like we were going to get some upward momentum going, and then things kind of rolled over late in the day, and we ended up with an outside day lower across the cattle, or well, across the live cattle. Feeders never really put in, you know, took out the previous day's high, so it didn't have an outside day lower, but it was under some pressure as well. So the market not quite ready to push that upward momentum. Even with the corn market breaking and putting in kind of a spike high, the feeder cattle market really didn't respond. And it is worth noting that it was pretty much the same story when the corn market rallied, you know, 40, 50 cents. The feeder cattle market really did nothing. It was basically sideways. So it's kind of brushing off this whole feed grain demand, or this whole feed grain supply concern. Still looking at big carryover corn, probably looking at an increase in feed wheat production out of the Central Plains, which is, you know, right next door to the feedlots. So there's plenty of feed around. And I think it's just a matter of, you know, what they choose to feed. But in the cash markets, the feeder cattle kind of struggling to really maintain any upward momentum. We seem to be basing here, and we're still caught in that consolidation price range, which is a good thing. At least you're not breaking down into new lows. But the market obviously has had trouble, you know, working its way higher. In the cash trade, nothing going yet so far this week. So we really haven't seen anything that would quantify as enough numbers to establish a market. But the box beef values were weaker yesterday. Choice was down 187 at 220. Select down 145 at 207. The spread's at $13 even. Movement 138 loads. So, you know, got some pressure still coming from the box beef area. Cash trade has been under pressure for 3 weeks now. That's been obviously a huge drag on the market. Even though the board was the first to break, cash market finally catching up with you know, the weakness in the board. So we're going to have to see something stabilize here. It does look like the futures are doing that. We are forming a sideways pattern. I think that's enough to establish a bump up, you know, at least in the short term. I still think the market has that in it, but ultimately I think we're headed lower into late summer, early fall. That's just where the fundamentals line up. It's where the seasonals typically are anyway. And, you know, stock market is looking fine. The economy is looking fine, even though there's a lot of red flags being thrown up around here in the United States and around the world. We haven't seen the markets really break yet. So the cattle market at least has some stability from that aspect. But supply is huge, record numbers on feed, and, you know, we're going to have to work through these numbers. So we got a cattle on feed report out on Friday, and they're looking for huge placements. They're probably going to get them, but I don't know if they'll get them at 18%. That's what the market is what the traders are estimating, but it's going to be big. And either way you look at it, you're still looking at big numbers, you know, being ready for market as you get into August and September. So that's the problem I think the market is looking at, pricing in a lot of that as we speak. But you're going to have to see some strength in the cash market to get the futures comfortable enough to have a bounce. And I still think we're going to get it. But, you know, the longer the market stabilizes and moves sideways, you pull those indicators up out of oversold territory. And you kind of help correct that problem without really getting much price movement. So it would appear to me that we'll still get that upward rally, but it's probably not going to be as dramatic as I was thinking, especially if you got it soon after the big washout here from a couple weeks ago. The snapback would have been pretty dramatic as well, but that's not happening. The stabilization is a good thing. I think it'll form a platform from which the market to rally from. It'll also become the measuring indicator for how far we're going to go to the downside once we get into the summer months. So if you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.